Chris Burton is the Vice Chair of Rail Future East Anglia. Rail Future, the UK's leading independent organisation campaigning for better rail services for passengers and freight. Chris, good morning to you. How are you feeling in light of this announcement this morning?
Well, I think like most people, I'm very relieved, as everyone in Rail Future is, that they have actually announced that we know where we are, we know what's going to happen, and there are two very good bits of news. Firstly, you've got extra trains that they're returning trains from Lowestoft to London four times a day. And that's good news. That's a very good through connection, particularly for people living around the Saxmundham, Halesworth area, as well as Lowestoft. And also a train every hour between Ipswich and Peterborough. That has been long, long overdue. The service of every 2 hours can't even be described as a service because nobody ever knows which hour the train is actually running. So that is a very good thing indeed. So we do applaud that. We applaud the new rolling stock, although I wait to see what that's actually like, because ideally we don't want diesel trains running into Liverpool Street, but it does look as though they will be, because there are no electric trains planned between Ipswich and Lowestoft, so you've obviously got to have a diesel train coming down to Ipswich and then presumably going on to Liverpool Street. Pity they didn't have bi-mode trains, and as far as I know, Bombardier don't design any of those. There's no evidence of them having bi-mode trains on offer on their website, and never has been. And I went round their works earlier this year and mentioned that to them. They said,
is that a bit like dual fuel, Chris?
Exactly. What it is, yes, I should explain that, because it's one of those buzzwords, isn't it? It's quite simply this, that when the train is travelling under overhead wires, it uses direct electricity from those wires. And then when it gets to a place like Ipswich and is going on to Lowestoft, where there are no electric wires, it switches on diesel motors underneath the carriage and it carries on with diesel power. It's an absolutely ideal style of train for East Anglia, but it doesn't look as though they're going to get anything like that. We should just have to wait and see what the performance is of the diesel trains. The truth is they will be new, so thankfully that'll be one good thing, and their reliability should be good. But as Andrew said, not only will Abellio have their feet to the fire, so to speak, the people who really will have their feet to the fire, Network Rail, because what people want to see is a reliable service between Ipswich and London. It is a really difficult route.
But in the eye of the commuter, in the eye of the traveller, whoever has caused the delay, it's the train company that gets a bad press, isn't it?
Indeed. I mean, it's actually Abellio have got to, in turn, hold Network Rail almost to ransom, because, as you say, Abellio are going to get hammered for it. Nobody's going to walk up to a Network Rail person, but they'll certainly walk up to an Abellio person and say, this has been late for the fifth time this week. This is unacceptable. So we shall have to see what happens there, because there's still a great deal of work to do on the Great Eastern Main Line between Norwich and Ipswich and London.
So how sceptical are you that this is the cure-all that we've been waiting for, Chris?
I'm not sceptical. I'm very pleased about the enormous investment. There will be a lot of new trains. Whether the trains on your line, I'm sorry to sound so slightly downbeat about it, but whether the new trains will actually be more comfortable than your Mark III coaches, which are generally considered to be the best designed coaches on the British Railway ever, is a moot point, because they tend to have hard seats these days for various design and safety and insurance reasons. We shall just have to wait.
Well, they're described as state of the art, but that can mean anything,
yes,
can't
but
it?
We all know what that phrase means. It tells you everything but nothing. But we shall have to see. The proof of that will be in the sitting.
All right, well, we'll look forward to it.
A few years to wait. But I think it's good news that they've done it, and I think there are going to be a lot of extra services for you people in Ipswich and Suffolk area, which has to be good news.
All right, thank you for joining us. Chris Burton there, Vice Chair of Rail Future East.